is really the Taisus. Look at the Chefza on all levels. I mean, that's the point there. In other words, you see, the question we asked was, what's the, he said, but who cares? But in terms of Lulav, it's nothing. He says, in terms of Lulav, it's completely extraneous. So what do I care about the piece of the Lulav or the leaves? I mean, in terms of the Chefza Shal Mitzvah, it's completely extraneous. What does it help me if it's Mimbamino? You see. But according to Taisus, it's very good, because Taisus says it's a question of the overall relationship between the Pu'ula and between the pole and between the nifal. So if that's the case, so you have to look at the object under all the frameworks of its existence. So you can't take away the fact that it's a min. You can't take away that framework. So you have to look at it from all the frameworks. That's what Taisus is saying. Fits in very nice, actually, that it answers that question.
Yeah.
Because in the realm of relationship, you must look at every single kind of quality it has.
Rashi throws the question at a good. Different
area. Different question. It won't be l'kich. Yeah, that's very good. Rashi says, well, it won't be l'kich achas, because it'll separate the minim.
Yeah.
So you see, it's in terms of the mice and atila. That's right. Very good. That's good. You're right. Rashi
doesn't know.
In terms of the mitzvah itself, in terms of the mitzvah itself, it's extraneous. But in terms of the kiyum mitzvah so shel hagavra, it's not extraneous. Because that's his nola fun of the mitzvahs. His nola fun of mitzvahs is a special kiyum in the gavra. So it's a kiyum in the gavra of how you do a mitzvah. In terms of that kiyum, it's not extraneous. So that's really the question. Okay, in terms of the framework of the kiyum mitzvasa of the cheftza, in that framework, it's extraneous. But in the framework of isno lafon of the mitzvahs, of the kiyum of the gavran mitzvahs, see, there's a kiyum of the gavran mitzvahs, in that framework, it's an ein chotzeitz. That's the question. Okay. So it would seem to be that they fall in line. The same machlek as Rabban Rava, right? The same Bali Plukta, right? Right? Yeah, because according to Rabba's Mesupik, when he sees a breach in the framework, and one of the frameworks is Mesupik, whether it's a chazetz. That's what Taisus is saying. If there is a breach, then if it is an extraneous element insofar as one of the frameworks of performance, then he is in doubt as to whether it's a chazitz. Okay? All right. But now let's get back to Lekicha. Let's get back to Lekicha Tama. Okay. So how many, what we have to just summarize, I mean, we're here already, how many types of Lekicha do you have? How many types of Lekicha do you have over here? Okay, so I told you the Taisvis in Yuma, Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph. So the end of the Taisvis, is a beautiful Taisvis, both of you. Our Taisvis on the next, you know, a Taisvis on the Bein Lekicha Tama, where Taisvis shows you the categorical will cause a problem. That's a very sharp point. If you get finished with the Taisvis, you see, the Taisvis in the end of Nun Ches, Taisvis says like this. He quotes the Ritzba. You see that? The Bishmaitza gabe klisharis min b'sheinam mino chotzeitz b'cholin. Da filum tim saloma de gabe lulav yesh chila kideprecious. Gabe klisharis b'cholin min b'sheinam mino chotzeitz. Why? And he's talking about where it's an extension of the, remember, Taisha has two possible extensions, a material extension and a functional extension. So Taisha says a functional extension is not pagei in l'kicha tama, right? So the Ritzba says, even though that's a perfect svara, that a functional extension, you see, if you use a kli to enhance, to facilitate your maisa l'kicha, that's not a chotzeitz. That's not a chotzeitz. And you understand very well. I mean, it fits in line. I mean, we should have learned this Taisha first, really. The order made a mistake here. But because this stage really throws light on the whole concept of chatzitza.
Yeah.
Now you can really see why it is that way. Because even though you're not making any contact with the chefza, but it's a functional extension of your maisa. So a functional extension of maisa, you can't speak of a chotzeitz. You can't speak of a concept of chotzeitz. It doesn't apply. Okay? Follows through. So we should really just go over the basics after we have this taisvus. So taisvus says, even though, that's what the Ritzbo says, even though that may be true, that is true, with regard to lekicha of a lulav, he says, but by avoda it won't work. Why? He says, gabe klei shoreis techsiv alokach hakohen lo mikri lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. Ba'atzmo shel kohen. You see? So you have really, so how many lekichas do you have? It's interesting. You have three, basically. You have three. Where's the third one? The third one is avoda. Is Eitzeres. You see? So from the conclusion of the sugya, what do you have? You have like this, because the Gemara brings a raya from Eretz for the fact that Menor Amina law, that's Rava, right? Menor Amina law, Lekicha de Davracha Shema Lekicha, from the case of Eretz. The question of it doesn't say Lekicha Tam over there. So the answer is, by Avoda, it doesn't have to say Lekicha Tam by Avoda. By Avoda, it's assumed that when it says V'lacha Chakain, that it means it must be a genuine avoda, and a genuine avoda demands it must be a lekicha tama. You see, by chulin, in other words, by a mitzvah doesn't have to be that way. By a mitzvah, it could have been any lekicha, as long as it has a shame lekicha. But once you say lekicha tama, now it's a different concept. Now it's in mitzvah, what's called in mitzvah lekicha tamo is because in the nature of a maisa mitzvah doesn't demand the same level. You see, maybe we can define it a little better. It'd be nice if we could define it a little better. Equation. What is I'm looking for the equation. What's the equation between v'loka chakoin eitz erez, the lekicha by ezov, and the lekicha tamo by lulav? The Gemara says it's an equation. What is the equation? Then you have the third thing you have. The third type is ba'atzmo shel kohen. So it comes out, there are three ideas of lekicha from Asagi. You see, in avoda, the lekicha is a kiyum. The lekicha has a kiyum. You understand what I'm saying? In the avoda, the lekicha has a kiyum. In the mitzvah, the lekicha doesn't have a kiyum. You understand? It's a kiyum a mitzvah to do lekicha. You could say it's a kiyum lekicha in the sense that it's a kiyum a mitzvah, because that's what the Torah wants you to do. But the lekicha does not have a kiyum as an objective per se. So the word kiyum is used in the brisket terminology two different ways. One time I spoke about that. Two different ways. But it's two different ideas. In other words, in avoda, the eitz erez, there is a kiyum in the lekicha. It's a kiyum in the lekicha. In the tilas lulav, there's no kiyum in the lekicha. You see, because it's not avoda. Whatever the Torah is going to say is the kiyum a mitzvah, but that's a different concept of kiyum. You understand what I'm saying? There's no kiyum in the netilah. You understand? Yes. What I'm saying is, in kachim, in avoda, whatever you do has an intrinsic kiyum avoda. It's a kiyum avoda. In a mitzvah, there's no kiyum of that kind. You can't say it's a kiyum avoda. You could say the mitzvah is to create a kiyum netilah in abstract. But it doesn't mean that that kiyum netila has a kiyum avoda. You understand what I'm saying? It's a
kiyum and gavra simultaneous.
In other words, in v'loka chakoin eitz erez, when I say it has a kiyum because it's avoda, it means it's something that is a kiyum in a greater institution. See, in the institution, it registers in a greater framework. That's what we mean by a kiyum over there. In a mitzvah, there's no such kiyum like that. See, you could say the mitzvah tells you, structures a thing, you should create a kiyum netilah. You understand? So that's a structure. The mitzvah can structure it that way. The mitzvah could say, it's not a maisa netilah. What the Torah wants is a kiyum netila, a conceptual kiyum netila. But that is different than saying there is a kiyum netila that is a fulfillment in a greater framework of avoda. Those are two different ideas. See, in mitzvah, you can't, in mitzvah, it's not the same as it is in avoda. In avoda, you have an institution, an existing institution. And whatever you're doing is a fulfillment in that institution. So by netilah in avodah, it means the act of netilah is a fulfillment in a greater institution, which is a fulfillment of avodah. You don't have that by a ma'aseh mitzvah lulav. That's not true. You could structure the mitzvah in a similar fashion, borrowed from kashrut. Say the mitzvah is to create a kiyum netilah. That's an abstract formula for the nature of the mitzvah. But that netilah is not a kiyum in a greater entity. You see, we said it lends itself for that, and that's why in Migdash it is. So it's a structural entity which is borrowed from Kachim, but it doesn't have the fulfillment of Kachim. Do you understand what I'm saying? So over there, I could make the kiyum netilah anything. I can make the kiyum netilah, and netilah which is not tamar, and netilah that's also a kiyum. Now the question is, what am I defining as a kiyum netilah? See, in one case, the term kiyum netilah is a reference to the nature of the structure of the mitzvah. In the other case, the kiyum is a kiyum in a greater entity. It's a fulfillment of a greater entity of avoda, you see, or in kachim. It's two different concepts. You see, so what the Gemara is saying is that where the netila is a kiyum in a greater framework of kachim, of lakachon, of eitz eres, it's a kiyum in an avoda. Over there, there's no question; it's got to be tamal, because it's a kiyum in a greater, it's a kiyum in a greater entity. By lulav, it's true the mitzvah was to create a kiyum netila in abstract. You see, but that depends on what the Torah requires for that. So the Gemara says it requires a netila tama, a lekicha tama. Okay. So therefore, Rava says, but that idea is implicit in Azov and Avoda. That's implicit over there because that's a kiyum in the entity of Avoda. And over there, wherever there's in Kachim, there's a kiyum, so it must be tamo. It must be tamo. So you understand what I'm saying? Because otherwise, if it's not tamo, then it lacks, it can't be considered a kiyum. In order to be a kiyum, it must be a full-fledged entity. You can't say in avoda that it can be done half-heartedly, halfway. It must be a full thing. If the Torah considers to be a kiyum in the avoda, it can't be halfway. It has to be a full thing. Why? Can't be halfway.
Because the nature of avoda, because the nature that it's a component.
No. Because nature of avoda.
Oh, okay.
Because of the nature of avoda. Because the nature of avoda, right. It can't be. The mitzvah can't be structured that way. So that's the equation. Okay, that's the equation between those two. Okay. Let me take the third thing. Okay, let's just so the two things are like this. In avoda, it must be a lekicha tama, because over there you have a structural entity which is a kiyum in a greater framework, and it must be a full fledged activity. And mitzvah depends. It depends what the Torah, what the formula of the Torah wants. But those are two different types of kiyum netilah. Okay, let's just leave it axiomatically now. Now, what is the third type? The third type, Taisa says, this boss says, but even though it's a lekicha tama with regard to the institution, it's not lacking in his lekicha. Okay? So even though it's not lacking in his lekicha, but it still won't work, he says, by the case of what? By the case of Klei Sharis, right? Klei B'Soch Klei. Why? Because over there he says you need Ba'atzma Shalkayim. What's Ba'atzma Shalkayim? Ba'atzma shel kohen is a kiyum of shiurus. Shiurus of the kohen. See, the shiurus must be ba'atzma. That's a separate kind of a concept. That means that if it's not me, myself, if I'm the kohen, it's not with my hands, it's lacking in shiurus. So even though in the framework of lekicha, from the standpoint of the maisa lekicha is fine, and there's no chotzeitz, if it's a functional extension, you can't speak about a chatzitza, but it still lacks in the din shiurus of the ba'atzma shel kohen. That's what the Rizbah is saying. You see? So you have, it comes out, so you have three levels. You have three levels in three systems. It's interesting. In one system is simply a Maisa HaMitzvah. And in Maisa HaMitzvah, you could have a mitzvah that's structured in a way that it requires not a Maisa, but a Kiyum Netila. It could have a structural interview. And that Kiyum Netila, we said, I mean, we're not dashing time of the craw, but we're saying that it fits in very well because it lends itself to a kiyum in Migdash because of the nature of the structure of the halacha, you see. So it lends itself, and that's really the objective of the Torah because, I mean, that's the pasuk. So it had to be structured that way. So the ordinary Maisa Begvulin was structured in a way that it lends itself to an extension in Migdash of a kiyum. It's very nice the way it's, you know, the harmony of the structure of the mitzvah. But then you have another concept by the Ezov where the lekicha is a kiyum in avoda. Where it's a kiyum in avoda doesn't make sense. That's what the Gemara held. It does not make sense where it's a kiyum in avoda that it should be a lekicha which is not a full-fledged lekicha. That doesn't make sense. To Rava, that's what Rava's saying. That's Rava's opinion. That's why he says, Mino Amin Allah. That's his opinion. Not saying you can't argue, but that's what he holds. That's Rava's opinion. That it does not make sense where you have Eitz Eres, which is a kiyum in the institution of Avoda, that it should be a lekicha which is lacking. It can't be that way. That's what he holds. Then you have a third halacha. The third system is what the Ritzbah says is what? Is even if there's a lekicha, which is an extension of your maisa, and if it's insofar as it's an extension of your maisa, you can't speak about the concept of chatzitza, okay? But nevertheless, it lacks in what? In shioris. V'lokach ha-koin, lekicha ba'atzmo shel koin. Ba'atzmo shel koin is a different kind. And that concept belongs to the institution of shioris. So you have three institutions which warrant three different levels of the three different ideas of lekicha. One is mitzvah, one is kiyum and kachim, and one is the a kiyum shiurus. That's what comes out of saying. What?
There's no shiurus
by Ezov? Probably not. No, because that's the difference. That's what I one time said. I mentioned the problem with shchita, shchita lavavodi, shchita zavodi. Right. So we say shchita lavavodi, it's kasha bizarre, right? But at the same time, you see, you can be fagel and shchita.
Right.
You see, it is. We say dalet avodos, right? So that was my answer, that there's a difference between avodah in terms of the cheftza shel korban and avodah midin shioros of the kohen. The sheres lifnei Hashem, so that's a separate kiyum of being mishores of shioris lifnei Hashem. So lifnei that's a separate institution. So what the Gemara is saying is that the psul carbon will always take place if you have requirement of the sheres, the shioris of the kain, and then you introduce a zor. So it's pasul bazor, it's a posel. But in terms of the cheftza shel carbon, shchita is definitely an avodah. It's the first one. But it's an avoda in terms of the cheftza shel korban. But there's no din shioris in shchita. So that's why it's kasher bizarre. Okay. So there's two different things. That's always right.
That shows atzmo is not a posel by avoda.
That's right. Ba'atzmo, the concept of ba'atzmo is a concept that belongs in the realm of shioris. That's what I'm saying. Formula. That the you know, it's very harmonious the way the Torah worked out this mitzvah in a way that it lends itself to Gvulin and to Migdash. Because if it weren't that the Torah created this abstract idea that you have to fulfill a certain abstract formula of Netila, then being in the Migdash would do nothing for you. You're doing a Maisa, and if you just happen to be in a Migdash, it's not a Kiyum in a Migdash. You can't be a Kiyum. And that structural form, it could never be a Kiyum. So the Torah really, and you see Muchach from all those Gemaras, that's what it is. It's a Kiyum Netila. But that it's a beauty in the structure of how the Torah brought about this whole thing that you could have this double function, so to speak, this double function in the one mitzvah. It would seem, if just from this Gemara alone, we're doing the Sugya of Huktzel Mitzvah, and from the Rashi, which you pointed out, because what does that have to do with Chol Shem Shemayim? Really, Haktzah. It's Haktzah. It doesn't mean that Gemara over there also talks about a different possibility, but Rashi's just saying in terms of Haktzah. So what Rashi means is, and he equates it to Tatzei Sukkah. What Rashi means is like this: that. You see, in Kachim is a Rishus. It's a Rishus of Hegdish. So the reason why something's Asa Bahanoah is because of the Rishus of Hegdish, which is Chal on it. Okay, it belongs to Hegdish. It's Kach Shemayim. So that, the fact that it belongs to Hegdish prohibits anyone from making personal use out of it. You see. By mitzvah, you don't have that idea. And mitzvah is not Hegdish. Mitzvah is just something to be used for a Kiyum HaMitzvah. And it has no Kedusha. And it has no Kedusha because that's why I said Tashmishi Mitzvah Nizrakin. Throw it away. Okay, throw it away. Indiscriminately. Has no Kedusha. But what Rashi's saying is that sometimes a mitzvah demands a certain status in the chefza. A mitzvah demands a status in the chefza. But the status in the chefza is not because the chefza has a certain property, you see, but because of the fact that it is removed from the hanos hagavra. That it's removed from the removal from the Hanoas HaGavra is a Kiyum in the Chefza. You see? It's a different kind of an idea. It's a different kind. In other words, the that's really what Haktzah is. Haktzah is a phenomenon in the Chefza, but the phenomenon in the Chefza is not because of a positive quality that the Chefza has. But because the chefza is mukta, is removed from the ordinary realm of the usage of the gavra.
Right.
So that's a different kind of a concept. It's similar to Hegdish in the fact that it's a chalos in the chefza. But it's not a chalos in the chefza because of the positive property of the chefza. It's a chalos in the chefza because the gavra has removed himself from it, has removed himself from this object, that's the institution of Haktzah. He was makts it from his personal use. Okay? So how are you makts something? So you makts something by the character of the use, since it's a loch in the chefza, so you makts it by the character of its normal usage. That, you understand? That's why that answers the question. So the question was, yeah, but an esrog smells good, they make a bracha shnos and rechto peres. If it was halacha of just because you want to use it for a mitzvah, so you're having in mind that you're going to use it only for a mitzvah, so of course he knows the esrog smells good. So why isn't that included? It's not something he doesn't know. You can make a bracha on it. But if it's a halacha from the standpoint of the chefza, that that's Rashi's Gamrina Misukah, that this, that Esrog, that the Dalad Minim demand, in order to be a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, they demand a certain status in the Cheftza. And what is the status in the Cheftza? That the Cheftza was Mukta. It was removed from his usage. But usage is not in terms of what his preference. Usage is in objective terms of the character of the Cheftza. So if the character of the Cheftza is for Achilo and he's Maksit L'mitzvaso, so the Haktzah and the Cheftza is Haktzah based on the essential character of the Cheftza. So therefore, it will not include the reich. It will not include the fragrance of the esrei. That's what the Gemara is saying. But it's an institution that's derived from kachim, so to speak, because of the fact that there is a kiyum. The cheftza does have a kiyum. It's a chalos in the cheftza, but the chalos in the cheftza is not in a positive way. It's a chalos that results from a negative, from the person negating the being makza, the ordinary being makza the cheftza. How are you makza cheftza? Whatever it's omate for, you makza it away from the cheftza's normal function. You see?
That's what?
That's also why as soon as it's over, that's it, Nizrakin. Because it's not a positive, it's not a positive chalos in the cheftza. It's a chalos that emerges from the fact that he's makzit. It's a different kind of a chalos. It's similar to kachem and chalos in the cheftza, but it's dissimilar in the fact that kachem is a positive phenomenon and this is a negative.
This is an
exclusionary. He excludes it from his use. But that concept of exclusion is a halachic institution. That's the halachic institution of Haktzah. That's the halachic institution of Haktzah. Haktzah means, muktzah means that there is a halachic relevance to relegating away the usage of an object. Relegating away an object, I should say. Relegating away an object. And which means, ipso facto, it's usage. It's essential usage. But the haktzah, you see, this is the important point over here. The haktzah is haktzah of a chefza. It's not a haktzah of a hanah. Because if it were a haktzah of a hanah, so then over these hanahs reach. It's not a haktzah of hanah. He's not makza himself from hanah. I can't have any hanah. It's a haktzah of the chefza, because the chefza shel mitzvah demands a chalos. And how does the chalos come about? Through haktzah as a chefza. What is Haktzah Sechefza? Haktzah Sechefza is determined by the character of the Chefza. You can't just choose anything. It's based on the natural character of the Chefza, and you makza the Chefza. It's not Haktzah Hanom in a Chefza. It's Haktzah Sechefza. Because that's a Rashi's Gamrina Meyatze Sukkah. That this mitzvah has to have a chalos in the Chefza. And how does that chalos in the Chefza come about? A chalos and chefza is a positive thing, but it comes about through the institution of haktzah, which is a negative. The negative creates the positive entity of a chalos and the chefza. Okay.
What Rashi's saying is
that this mitzvah demands a chalos and the chefza. That's his gamrina misuka. This mitzvah is different than ordinary. Ordinary, let's say you don't need it. But this one does demand the chalos and the chefza. And has that chalos and the chefza take place? Through an institution of haktzah. But what is haktzah? Haktzah is haktzah as a chefza, not a haktzah as an all. Why? Because, so it seems it doesn't change, even though bizman hazeh. I mean, most people, I would say, that the, I think even though bizman hazeh, nobody eats the esrig. But it's really, and they really enjoy the smell of the esrog more than adasim. People who smell the esrog. But still, I think, like somebody said, the fact is, what is it? It's really a cheftza shel ochel. I mean, it's a pri, and that's the essence is a pri.
So when you're being matzah the chefs, you have to go by what its essential definition is. And I mean, unless it's something which the whole usage changes and people just use it, but nobody does that. Then all year round, you don't take a sregum. So it just happens. You have it. It smells good. But all year round, it's not something that was converted. That's why I'm saying a hodos is essentially, that's its essence, is reach. You see, so in haktzah is of the chefza, so you go by the essence of the chefza. And the essence is pri. So the essence is pri, so it's lachila. Yeah, we're discussing the Rashba, who holds that it's mutter put tefillin on your head. There's no chatzitz at all. Rashba, the Beis Yosef, brings down a thorough source compilation in Chav Zion. Beis Yosef brings down all the children of Rashba and the Rivash and the Rush and the. And it's very nice. It brings in the whole thing. Yeah. What do you see from this? I mean, what is the Rashba saying basically? See, the Rashba is saying. See his lashon over here. He says like this. He says. Rashba says like this. V'zehu she'aviyani lidei suffix zeh. Lefisha lo amra filu b'shel yad she'ein nos malsa al yad unkuli mishum chatzitza. Elo mishum l'chola os, holav hachishori. So what does the Rashba hold basically? Rashba holds over here, chatzitza is not a problem. There's no din chatzitza by tefillin. There's no concept of chatzitza by tefillin. What is the concept? That's his lashon. I mean, if you just want to go by his lashon alone, you see he says that. He says they didn't say it because of chatzitza, they said it because of l'chola os. What does l'chola os mean? It means that you have to sense the os, the shel yad. See, it has to be you. So how is it you? Because it's on your basar. That's a separate halacha. Not a din of chatzitza. Completely different halacha. Different concept. That's what the Rashba is saying. So that's his main idea. He says, Lefi shelo omru, v'zeh shenu v'zeh shelo omru, afilu b'shel yad, she'enos ma yadam kul mishum chatzitza, elo mishum l'chol os. So the Rashba doesn't say that shelo amru she yesh chatzitza rak b'shel yad. And so he says they never mention chatzitza. They mention l'chol os. It's a different concept, different idea. It's not the same idea. In other words, basically the Rashba holds that in Hanachas Tefillin there's no concept of chatzitza. Period. That's it. But insofar as why is it shelo yedav chatzitz ben besar l'shel yad? Not because din chatzitza, because that's a separate halach in Tefillin. That it has to be you, l'cho. How is it l'cho? If there's something mafsik, there's no sensation in between you don't have any sensation of the shel yad, so then it's not l'cho. It doesn't mean, I'm just giving you a descriptive. But that's the basis of the halacha. It has to be on you. So you feel the tone. That it shouldn't be anything chodzitz. That's the halacha. L'cho lo, separate l'cho, different concept. That's our shbosang. Interesting thing. So Rashba holds simply there's no chatzitza here, period.
So what
does he need to
do recently for?
What? Yeah, that's right. That's why the Rashba says now the same, now you have to ask the same question, but does that extend to the Ritzuos or not? So the Rashba proves it doesn't extend to the Ritzuos. Because you might say that not just the tefillin itself should be you, which means it's a part of you. But the Ritzuos also maybe. Because maybe that, so he says, no. He says, there's no halacha like that. Because it has to be the makom where nobody else, the makom is a makom where it's only for you. But you see the Ritzuos go all around your arm. There's no halacha of, and it's nearest lakol. So that's not in the right makom. Because it's lachov lalacher. That's the Rashba. But that's what he says. But he says it has to be laos. It has to be a makom shedarko lias machusa. So that's up to the elbow. But after the elbow, it's not darko lias machusa. So that's his riot. It's not darko lias machusa. Acha hoyer vashi sovish tzorch lias machusa lomer. Me'atale matin lias ritzu nearest me b'chutz v'lo yaveres ala yad v'nechreches be'etzba.
Ela shlo hikpida Torah lios makom lachol os al haratzua, ela la katzitza. That's what he said. It's clear what he's saying. I just like to... That's clear. Whatever his suffix is, his suffix does not seem to be that it's chatzitza. He holds that that's against the Gemara if you say chatzitza. Because Gemara doesn't say chatzitza. Gemara says, what's a suffix? Where he says about the gedolim that they all hold. That seems to be what bothered him, that all the gedolim seem to paskin, that it has to be, you can't put it on your hat. He says, because that's what he says before. He says, so why it could be, I don't know, maybe held as some kind of a limud that the shel rosh has to be like the shel yad. I mean, I don't know, but it definitely not because of chatzitza. Okay, yeah, so that's interesting. So apparently it fits in very well with the balei teisvos, with the teisvos we did. In other words, that you don't just say that chatzitza, the idea of chatzitza is that chatzitza is something which breaks the relationship between the pu'ula and between the chalos in the nifal. Okay, it breaks the relationship. So you have to know where. So in Lakicha, so it breaks the relationship. What? Where's the Gemara? Okay, right. Okay. So at any rate, yeah, so what do you see from this? So you see that not in every institution, not every institution lends itself to the concept of chatzitza. Not every institution lends itself to the concept of chatzitza. So you have to, in other words, where there is a maisa, and the maisa creates a chalos in the chefza, so then we say that a dovah chotzeitz is a problem. Yeah, I think what the Rashba is saying is like this. When the Torah sets up a framework, you have to go by the framework of the Torah. You can't just introduce ideas, that are extraneous to the framework. By tefillin, the halacha of tefillin is that the tefillin have to be related to the gavra. But they're related to the gavra through a specific manner. What is the manner? K'sharton lo'os al yadecho v'yiltav v'zbenenecho. So the kshira is the mitzaref. So the mitzaref to the gavra is already formulated in the Torah. So now, if you're going to introduce chatzitza, you're introducing a completely extraneous idea. You understand? Then, you understand what I'm saying? Another way, I guess. Let's say I tie it on I put the tefillin on my shirt and my hat. So what's wrong? All the Torah says is that the relationship between the tefillin and you should be through kshira. So I just have to ask the question, is it through kshira now or not? So if it's firmly on my, kosher, and it's firmly attached, kshatim doesn't mean kesher, it means firmly attached. So the halacha is that if it's firmly attached, so then that's the mitzvah. So how are you introducing chatzitza? Where does chatzitza come into the picture? The relationship is already established through ukshatam lo'osli dechavayil tovas benenecha. That's the relationship that's the mitzarif between you and the tefillin. So as long as the mitzarif is in existence, that's it. You can't, where does chatzitza play a role? You see? What I mean? Because you see, the Rashba doesn't say it's impossible. He just says we don't find such a thing. He says, on the contrary, if the Gemara is muchach, that there is no din chatzitza here. But he's not saying it would have been impossible.
But he just says, you see from the Gemara, there's no such thing. There's no concept of chatzitza. See, the only way you'd have a chatzitza would be if the Maisa Kshira itself had to be an exclusive activity. That the that the Kshira should be exclusive to the Yad.
So you got the word Lowe's.
You see? In other words, then that would be a different... it would have to be like this. It would have to be that the tefillin should be kshurim al yadcha, to the exclusion of anything else. You see, then I could say the tefillin, if there's something else, so they're not, it lacks in them being kshurim al yadcha. You see, because there's something else that's involved. But there's no halacha like that, the Rashba says. No one ever mentions halacha. So if you don't have any halacha like that, and you see on the contrary, the Gemara doesn't make request to such a concept. If there was such a halacha like that, that it must be kshurim al yadcha to the exclusion of anything else, the nature of the kesher has to be exclusive. He says, then the Gemara wouldn't have said l'chalos l'chem lo. So that's a completely different kind of alimut. So you see that the only function, that which relates the tefillin to the gavra, is simply so that doesn't make any difference. As long as that function exists, that's the mitzarif. And it doesn't matter if it's on your head or not. As long as it functions, you have it, it's kosher, so that's the mitzarif. So there's no place over here for chatzitza. That's the way it's learned. It's held in position by, in other words, it's held in position by the Ritzuos. It's held in position by the Ritzuos. So if it's held in position to you by the Ritzuos, on you, then that's the Mitzarif. What's the sense if there's something underneath it? As long as it's not Ma'akev in the Ritzuos, holding them in place on you. Holding them attached to you. Making them being attached to you. The Rosh himself doesn't, the Rosh doesn't seem to say it's Alach and Chatzitza. The Rosh says, Hani Kahani, say, Kosulay Dovachotz Ben Lev Sashmamina, the Tfilin Nami Abisra Manachlu, below Chatzitza. So he says, in other words, what he means is, and then he quotes the Gemara, Sarah Hainir Ben Sislam Mitznefes, Shamaniach Tfilin, Almashen Yochol Lonechala Mitznefes, Adkan. That's the Rush. What he means is it lacks in makom. That's what the Rush means. Not because of chatzitza, but it lacks in makom. That's what the Rush holds. So the Rush holds that not only in the Shel Yad does it lack in makom, but in the Shel Rosh also. Not because of the Lach of chatzitza. It's Allah because of the Lach of chatzitza, so then what about then you say the same thing for the Ritzuos also. But it lacks in makom hanach. Makom hanach. That's what you. That's why it says, Yishmamina, you see, you can't put on the mitznefes. Why? Because the mitznefes will lack if you put it on your hat. See, that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, on the shel yad, shelo yedav achotzeitz kos l'cholos. So it lacks in l'cholos. On the shel rosh, mitznefes is no good. Why? Because mitznefes lacks in makom. It's not considered the lacks in makom of rosh. You see, it's a lack in makom. Not because of chatzitza. That's what he holds. Yeah, I know, but I mean, that shows you, I mean, of course it shows you that the idea of chatzitza is not a physical contact thing. It's a conceptual, it means it breaks the relationship. So that's why the Rashba is saying over here, it doesn't break the relationship, because the Torah said already, what the relationship, what establishes the relationship. And with Muktza, with Aktoya. Yeah, so I just wanted just to give a final definition. On the Tshuvas of Rashba and Chatzitza shows you basically from the Tosfos that we did that what's the concept? That the concept is that Chatzitza, you see, from Tosfos we learned the concept of Chatzitza is it breaks the relationship between a halachic performance, a pu'ula, and the chalos and the affect. That is created, okay? The nifal. I mean, it depends. I'm just giving you, in other words, the pool on the nifal. It depends what it might be. It might be in the area of mitzvah, it might be in the area of machshir, whichever area it is. But it breaks the relationship, Okay, breaks the relationship. The chatzitza, it breaks the relationship. So in by lulav it's in the chalos shem lekicha. Okay, in tefila it's in the chalos tahara of mikvah of tefila. Okay, but it's not a physical thing. The chatzitza. That's why the Rashba says by tefillin, the halacha that it breaks the relationship, in order to know that, you have to have a gzeres hakosuf. You have to have a limud. Or you have to have a masorah on that. You can't just say it breaks the relationship. You see, if it were a physical phenomenon, so then it would do, then there wouldn't be a question by chatzitza by tefillin. Because you have to put tefillin on your body as a chatzitz. But you see from the Rashba clearly, and that's, I just want to reformulate it again. I mean, say it again. But that's the concept of chatzitza is not a physical concept. It's a concept that it breaks the relationship between the pu'ula and between the nifal, whether it's in asiyas mitzvah, in the shem lekicha, in the shem tvila, whatever it might be. It's not because it's physical. So that's what the Rashba says by tefillin. That you can't just say that there's a breach in the relationship because you think so. I mean, you have to have a masara on that. So the Rashba says that on the contrary, by tefillin you see there's no din chatzitza. Because the Gemara says, why can't you have anything chatzitza on the shel yad? Because why lechol los? Lechol v'lo lacherem los. So it's a special limud that the lechol means it must be physically attached to you, you see. That's the limud. So since there's a limud like that, so that's not a concept of chatzitza. That doesn't mean there's a chatzitza between the pu'ula of ukshartem and between the kiyum of tefillin and the gavrat. It doesn't mention anywhere about chatzitza. So you can't just say arbitrarily. And on the contrary, you see from the limud that on the contrary, there is no din chatzitza there. So not every place where you have a pu'ula and you have a nifal is there chatzitza. You have to have a limud for that. That's what the Rashba says. Rashba says, by tefillin, there's no chatzitza at all. Maybe you'll say there's chatzitza on the, except on the shel yad. And then he proves that with regard to the ritzuos, it can't be chatzitza, because the same limud is saying, v'hoi l'cholos v'lo l'acherim, so it's the same limud. So that's why there was the one mandama that held, he has to keep the shel yad covered. So you see, it's a makom shadak aliyos mechutza. Mechutza. And the, what do you call it? The ritzuas are mibachutz on your yad, megula. So the limud can't apply over there. So the Rashba says, so you see clearly that there's no din chatzitza on the ritz. There's no concept of chatzitza by tefillin. It doesn't exist. So if you use the word chatzitza, you're just using it descriptively, but not halachically. Halachically, there's no idea of chatzitza by tefillin. Okay. Doesn't make any sense. There's no, you see. So by tefillin, the what relates the tefillin to the adam, it's ukshartam, the ritzuas. So as long as the ritzuas are functioning, that's it. There's no concept of chatzitza. Doesn't have to. That's why the Rashba holds that you could put tefillin on your hat. Tefillin shorosh, you could put on your hat because there's no din chatzitza. But that's all based. Had we not had the taisfis first, we would never be able to understand the Rashba. I mean, you would not be able to understand Rashi. Okay. Guessing was, the din of Aktsor. The din of Aktsor by Esra. That you makza it from Midei Achila. See, the definition of Aktsor is, it's a negation which is a chalos in the chefza. It's a chalos in the chefza via negation. You see, that's the concept. That's the concept of Aktsor. Yeah, I think so. The whole and muktzah by Shabbos and muktzah in general is halacha in the chefza, but it's halacha in the chefza not because of a positive attribute, like by Hegdish. Hegdish is a positive attribute in the chefza. By haktzah is the fact that it's maktzamine. I negate it. I remove it from my use. The negation creates a chalos in the chefza. That's the idea of haktzah. That's the concept of haktzah. What? Sounds very familiar. I think that's what we said. Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's right. Yeah. There's a chat. Exactly. It came out. I think that was the idea. That was the idea. But I just want to mention. So now we're going back to the area of the Mishnah on what we didn't tape was the area of Benegia to Halacha, the Lidrash Lukur Rabbi Kiva the Mekel Tvei. Yeah. And the area of Netila. And just, yeah, so we went through over there the halacha of Lekicha Tamo,
Right? And that's where we first developed the idea of Lekicha Tama, that there's two dinim in Lekicha Tama. One is benegay to the Gavra. It's not a Tama benegay to the Gavra. And then in the Lekicha, in the Chalais din Lekicha itself, there are two types. There's a qualitative and a quantitative. Like Mechusar, why is Mechusar, why is the halacha of Chasar? Esrog Chasar. Why is it a psul lekicha tama? Because why isn't it some, either it is an esrog, it's not an esrog. What's lekicha tama? What's that lekicha tama? The tesis over here. Daf lamed dollar and base. So we said, because the idea of chasar is it's not the idea of dalad minim is to create a chalos shem lekicha, a chalos shem netila. And if it's chaser, it lacks in the chaloshem netila, in the concept of netila. That's right. But also we said the halacha of lekicha tamo is that in every maisa lekicha it should be lekicha shel dalad minim. Right? And that's why Taisva says that in Yom Tov Sheni, they chaser is okay. Because chaser simply is a quantitative lack. So Yom Tov Sheni, they only kept the ikar din lekicha. The ikka, that's the tesis on the Mishnah. Okay, they only kept the ikka din lekicha. But but with regard to the dalad minim, which is a qualitative idea, that every lekicha must be a lekicha shel dalad minim, that they retain. So therefore, you must have dalad minim on Yom Tov Sheni. You will not be yotze if you will not be yotze. There will not be any chalos din lekicha on one min. Okay, then we said there was a Rishon that argued. There was a Rishon that argued that held that Yom Tov Sheni, that both Lekicha Tamas are, but it's a Shitat Chuya. But because basically the Taisvus' difference of was mainly the main difference except by practically all the Rishonim. Okay, all right, just wanted to get back into the, okay. So the next thing, now we're going back to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. And I just was looking at the Mishnah this morning, you know what I mean? Wanted to give a possible idea of Machlekes Tanoim. Hard to define a Machlekes Tanoim. But the Mishnah says Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind. First he says, Shlosha Dasim Shtei Rovas and Lulav Echad. Right? And Vesar Gechad Afilu Shnaim Ketumim. And then he says, Afilu Shnaim Ketumim Vecharein Ekotum. So that's what the Gemara says. What do you mean Afilu Shnaim Ketumim? Mamanashach, if Ketum is good, Afilu Shlosha. If Ketum is no good, so how could Shnayim be good? You need Shlosha. So he says, so the Mishnah was written in a way to show he was Chozum Midaito. For some reason, they wanted to show that it was Chozum Midaito. He changed his mind. Now, Rav Tarfon is a different position in the Mishnah. Rav Tarfon's position in the Mishnah is, you need Shlosha Hadasim, but Kotim is okay. There's no Din Hadar in the Cheftza by Hadas. As long as it has the Shem Hadas, you yetsa. Then you have Rabbi Akiva make a shame shelulav echad v'esrog echad kach chodos echad v'arav achas. Okay? Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva says one of each. Okay, one. That's basically the sheet that Rabbi Shmuel, it seems, changed his mind to hold like Rabbi Akiva. Correct? Yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
No, not good according to Rabbi Akiva. That's right. He needs one, but it can't be katam. Okay. But, I mean, so of course it's very hard to go into the machlekes. So especially first the darshan Rishmolim appears Hodor Achas Kapistmorim Echod Anafates of a Shloishav and Ochoshtayim. I mean, you see one thing, like the Rambam says, that these are not limudim from the Psukim, but these are limudim because once you wanted the halacha was really worked out, either Mesorah or Svorah. But then they try to be miyashev a mikra because a chachmas a kosev, it has to fit into the mikra. It doesn't fit into the mikra, it's no good. You can't have something that doesn't fit into the mikra. So it has to be merumas in the mikra. So, but then you see change his mind from the whole drasha. Okay? So you see the drasha wasn't a real limud. It's exactly supposed to the Ram, what the Ram says in the Marna Vuchim. But anyways. But what is the machlekes really? I mean, just try to understand machlekes. Interesting is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say. Rabbi Akiva introduces a new idea. Kishem shelulav echad v'esrog echad, kach hodasach echad v'arava achas. It's like an equation, an equation over there, you see? You see? And then the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. See, if there's not Rabbi Kiva, Maxim, yeah. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Yochol ye Esreg imoim ba'aguda. Who'd Rabbi Eliezer say that to? To Rabbi Kiva, right? Baguda achas, Amrit, v'chinema priates hod of a kapos, the kapos tomorrow, v'alol nemela kapos. Okay. Right? So what is the idea over here? I mean, if you just look at it descriptively, according to Rabbi Yishmael's first opinion, which remains to be the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, correct? Except Rabbi Tarfon really, he just holds that ketubim is okay, right? So what was it? It was lulav echad, two adasim, and three aravos, right? I mean, but why? So you say, you can't ask why. I mean, it's excessive custom. But it's a funny kind of a thing, you see, because there must be some idea behind it, some svara behind it, because it can't be just a drasha, because you see, first he dashed and then he forgot about the drasha. So there must be a svara here. I think to take a chance, I mean, conjecture that the svara is like this, you see. The esrog is like the Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Yochol ye esrogim mohen ba'aguda. So you see, there's a halachic entity of aguda, and then there's a pri, the esrog. So in the aguda, it seems that it has to be one, two, and three. One lulav, two hadasim, three aravos. The two aravos and three adasim. Yeah. So what is the one, two, and three? I mean, what is the one, two, and three? Yeah. But I think the halacha was, you see, there's halacha of dalad minim, and the aguda is a separate entity. So Rabbi Yishmael originally held that the min in the aguda must have its own identification. See, its own identification. So therefore, how does it have its own identification? It has its own identification, its own uniqueness by the numerical value, the number, the numerical value. So lulav has identification one. What's a rovis? Two. Hadasim three. That's what he held. He held the aguda. It's true that that there's a mitzvah of dalad minim, but the esrog stands apart. The esrog one doesn't. There's no aloch of one by an, but one is not milav amar by esrog, because esrog is separate. It's not baguda. But in the aguda, each one must have its own representation. It must have its own identity, and the identity is because of the numerical value. You see. So yeah, the value of one, two, three is identity. One, two, and three. That's what he held. Rabbi Akiva argued. You see, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. No. He says, Kishem she'esreg echad v'luluv echad, kach hadas echad v'rov achas. You see? What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said that on the contrary, you see, you have like this. You have individual minim, but then you have a shem dalad minim. Then you have a shem dalad minim. So really, the mitzvah has two poles, you might say. On the one hand, the mitzvah has the dalad minim. You see, each one has its own. It's an entity by itself. But on the other hand, there's a tziruf of dalad minim, So Rabbi Yishmael, which remained to be Rabbi Tarfon's shita, held that basically that you must have each one must be represented. In other words, he held that there's halacha in each one of the minim must have its own identity. Otherwise, it'll lack in the individual min. But Rabbi Akiva held on the contrary. He held that the overriding consideration is the tziruf of the dalad minim. And if each one is not one, it lacks in the tziruf of all of them. You see, because the dalad minim has two components. On the one hand, you have individual entities. On the other hand, you have a tziruf of dalad minim. You see, So the machlokes tanoim is simply where the emphasis is. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a halacha in the individual minim. So then you have to have, each one has to have his own identity. How does it have it? And that's why it's a limit from the pasuk. It's right from the pasuk, says the pasuk seems to indicate that that each one has his own identity. You see? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, on the contrary. Kishem shelulav echad v'yesrag echad. That's why he brings an esrag. You see? V'yesrag, why? Because he held it's a tziruf of da'al minim. If each one had its own identity, it would lack in the tziruf. That's Rabbi Akiva's svar.
The one he asks, so that it should be an aguda?
No, so that's good. Yochol, so if you're going to say it's a tziruf, so you might say it should all be in one aguda. No, that's not the way. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva maintains that even though it's a tziruf, they still are separate. The aguda is separate, and the esrog is separate. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the interesting thing is the fact that it's one still is a metzaref, even though it's outside the aguda. You see, that apparently is what bothered Rabbi Yishmael. Now, you can't say, you see, there's no, the tziruf isn't, there's no tziruf, there shouldn't, that the number shouldn't be effective in the tziruf, because you see, because the esrog is separate. The esrog is separate. So he said, no, even though the esrog is separate, but nevertheless, in terms of the tziruf of dalad minim, the number must be the same, otherwise it will be ma'akev in the tziruf. That's what he holds. His neg is wrong, but we'll see. The Gemara is like this. So I say, have all the shittas now, right? So now the Gemara is like this.
Anyways,
there's one question my son asked. I wanted to raise. I don't know the answer to it. In the, we said that the ikir kiyam of the netilah, one as far as we had, was the ikir kiyam of the netilah is the lulav. So he asked me a question. He says, but the Gemara says, that same Gemara over there says, it's Gemara daf lamed zayin of a base. Vama rabba lulav b'yamin, the esrog b'smol. My taima hani tlosa mitzvos v'hai chada mitzvot. So he asked me, according to Arab Shad, why did the Gemara have to say that for? The Gemara said, because the ikir din netilah is with the lulav. That's a good question. Yeah. Back to the Gemara over here. Lama Dalar and Beis. Amar Avidam Shmuel. Look at the top. Vaz the Shmuel at time. Damar lo Shmuel ahani de mizavni asa. Ashvu uzvino. So Shmuel said to the ones that were selling the Hadassim. Yeah, the Hadassim. So he said to them, he says, Ashvu uzvino. Don't. Don't, that's right. Don't price gouge, right? Yeah, don't overprice it. V'ilo, and if you fellas aren't going to fall in line, the Rishna Lachuka Rabbi Tarfon. So then I'll tell everybody Rabbi Tarfon is right. I'll pass like Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said that the Ketumim is kasher. So then that'll be then not expensive. Then you'll be out of business. So they go, but now what? Yeah, but now you have the strangest Gemara. The Gemara says, this next few lines is almost impossible to understand. My time at the Gemara says, Elay Mimishim Demeko, if you want to say that, what? Because he's saying, I'm going to be Mako. He says, Religious Luke Rabbi Akiva, the Mako Tvei. So why doesn't he say, I'll Paschal Luke Rabbi Akiva? That one's enough. So the Gemara gives a practical answer. Plus a Ketumi Shchichi Chad Lokot Moshchich. Because there's a law in the market of supply and demand. So, tlasa ktumi shchichi, there's a greater supply of tlasa ktumi than there is of chad v'lo katum. So what undercuts the market is the greater supply. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's why he said, I'll dash and I'll tough his name. Yeah. But here you have Teisvis asks the question. What kind of a Gemara is this? What do you mean? The Lidrish look Rabbi Akiva. Teisvis says, Tema holis feel like Rabbi Akiva, look Rabbi Tarfon. what kind of a cash is this? Right? Yeah. You can't just, it's not in your hands. What do you mean, a knas is going to pass like a rekivi? He doesn't like a rekivi. He holds, he must have three. So the only thing he gets, no, is he holds like a ptarfin, right. But he says, I'll ask you a question. If he say yes or no, before Taisu asks a question. So if he holds like a ptarfin, so why doesn't he say? In advance, why didn't he tell them? I'll look like a ptarfin. What is he waiting for?
But when the condition is
Yes, yes. So what kind of a thing is... You're right. So, right. So what kind of a thing is that? I mean, so Bechlam, before Tesfus. Before Tesfus. Tesfus is bothered with how can he ask the question of Tarfin and ask the Pasuk of Bikivi. How's it of Tarfin? But now, let's say, without that question... But in Reptile, if he holds like a Tarfin, why didn't he pass like a Tarfin?
Right.
What?
That's it later.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Taste it later. And he saw like a Tarfin, Lidrish Lu Kavasayu. Kavasay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. That's Taste's. Yeah, Taste asked that question, which really is prior in Svara, but he doesn't ask it till later. Yeah. But one thing, what? It's not as much as a time. Okay, all right, so let's go to Tesfus. Let's take Tesfus. V'yashlema. The chol zeh min ha-diyuk shebolo chiyach d'shmur l'taymei d'kirebi tarfen tzvirelei d'im mafchid lehu b'midi d'lo sovan. Yeah. So Tesfus learns a whole different shot in the Gemara. He's saying this. He's saying this. First, the Gemara wanted to say he's learning that it's a pircha. First, the Gemara avaz the Shmuel l'taime. That Shmuel goes l'taime. That what? That aloch kaptarfen. Why? Because he says the ilo the rishon aluchu kaptarfen. Right. So the Gemara says. So you see, he holds a kaptarfen. So the Gemara says, no, it's not raya. Why? My taima over there was threatening them. Ilay mimishim the mako. Vilushu krabikiv the mako tfe. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So that's all. So the Gemara says, I guess. The Gemara goes like this. That I'll show you. This is all part of the raya. I'll show you that he also got tarfin because he says he threatened them. I'm going to pass him like a tarfin. And my taima, maybe you'll say he was just threatening them. It was just a threat. But it doesn't mean a whole like that, so he should have said, like Rabbi Akiva.
A bigger threat.
So you see, it wasn't a threat. So you see, he really holds that way. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it was really a threat. And the reason why he doesn't hold like Abtarfin, but he threatened with Abtarfin because that's the most cooler position. Okay, that's the way Taisa learns. He revised the whole shot in the Gemara. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, that's what they say. Okay.
You don't answer the problem.
What?
You don't answer the problem.
Which is the problem?
But still, how could he threaten them?
Now, Tesis goes into that. Umiyu, kasha mi pera kol shor, mikideros be pesach, doma shmuel, mashilu adachar pesach, vavu buhu, bain bimino, bain bishalo bimino. Vamina vaz de shmuel taime, damu shmuel hani de mizvini kandi, ashvuz vinaichu. Pots.
Yeah.
Okay, pots. Yeah, ashvuz vinaichu vilod, vishnu luchu krab shimin, kloma de shari chomas lacha pesach, ki lesa beine. Umashma behedya de lo mefache de midid lo sovale. Okay? Alright. So what is Taisus? What is Taisus going into?
Something that you don't hold.
Yeah, that's right. That's the question. Yeah, but one thing you see from the Gemara that there's an institution of Harah. In other words, even though Shmuel held that way, so the nothing, in other words, there is an institution of Harah, and until you have Harah, even if you, and that's the Gemara we brought in Psachim, the Gemara in Psachim, that even if you know that a Gadol holds a certain way himself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can do it. You see, the Gemara says like this. That's the Gemara in Psachim, Nafnan Aleph. The Gemara says like this. That Amalei Nun Alef Amalef Amalei Rabba Bachan Levnei Bonai Lo Socha Lo Befanai Velo Shelo Befanai. He's talking about the Isra. It's a question of the Isra, whether it's a question of Chelav there, correct? Yeah, question of Chelav. So they answered the Isra, and he held it was Mutter. So he says Anisha Rishis Rabbi Yechonin Sheochal Kedai Or Rabbi Yechonin Lismach Olav Befanav Veshelo Befanav. Atalo reiso so lo sochal bein b'fonai bein shelo b'fonai. So he held that since he saw Rabbi Yechanan eat the daisera, so therefore he's allowed to do it. You see, and the rach, and he says, but his kid, he said his kids couldn't do it. not b'fonai and not shelo b'fonai. Then the Gemara says, "Pliga the day of the day," because it changed mind. Don't Rabbi Achana Sachli Rabbi Yechon ben Loza. Pamachas nechnas sech Rabbi Shimon ben Lakunya Lagino. V'natal sviche kruv ochal v'nasanli. V'amali bni b'fonai echol shelo b'fonai lo sochal. Anisha Risa Shimben Yechoy Shochel Kedai Rav Shimben Yechoy Lismachalov. Befonav Shalob Befonav. Vata Befonai Echol Shalob Befonai Lo Sochel. So, amazing thing. Manashach. He's Neman to say that Rav Shimben Yechoy ate it. So if he's Neman, so why, what's the difference? What's the difference? So we said from this Gemara, you see, that without Hora, even if you know that a certain Gadol holds a certain way, you can't do it. You see? You can't do it. That's what the Rach seems to say. He says, Habom mikoach acher, sheyira misha osa maisa, afopishu osa kemoso, acher main somchanolov befonov, vakolshkin shlobefonov. That's all question from shlobefonov. But you see that there must be, you have to have hara. In order to be mutred, you must be an actual hara. Without a hora, even if you know, you say Rav Moshe did a certain thing, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're allowed to do it. You see, because he didn't give hora on it. He didn't give hora on it. But apparently, from the Gemara, would appear that befonov, if he did it, if he did the mice in front of you, so that's considered like a hora for you. He has a right to limit the hora only for you, only for you. The machlekes is, the question is, whether it's a hurrah for you, and whenever you do it, somebody else, it's the situation, anybody that's in that situation is mutter, or it's only for you. That's the question. See, he says, that's the question, and that's a pliga di day di day. According to the first pshat, he says, he told him that what? That you can't. So he says, according to the first shay, says only lo socha lo befonai velo shelo befonai. I can do it, you can't. Anisha says Yehoshua, ata lo risa lo tachol befonai lo befonai. According to the second shot, befonai, he says you're allowed to. Befonai achol shelo befonai lo socha. Anisha says Yehoshua. It means to say, because he held that since he gave him a raw to do it. So anytime there's a situation of heter, somebody else can also join. It can't be that in the same maisa, in the same situation, for one it's asa, for one it's mutter. That's what he held. It's a question in the institution of hara. But you see that hara, that's not a simple thing to just say, I saw a gadol do it. I mean, it could be, if you saw, if it would appear though, that it means that he let him know that he did it, not that he just happened to see it. So it means it's a raw. He gave him, it's as if he gave a raw for him. A person has a right to give a raw. For instance, halacha vein morin kein. It means you can't do it. It means there's no hara on it. There's no, yeah, right. So you see, hara, without a raw, he can't do anything. So that was Shmuel. Shmuel said, I didn't give a raw yet. That's what Shmuel said. I did not give hora to Rav Tarfon. So nobody has a right to do it. Why didn't he give hora? Yeah, so that Taisvis takes up. You know what I mean? Whatever his reason is, he has a reason. But I'm just telling you that the fact that even if somebody would know what Rav Tarfon held in Svara, if somebody would know, not Rav Tarfon, Shmuel, even if somebody would know what Shmuel held, you see, that wouldn't be enough to make it mutter. Because he has to give a raw. That's what he said. I didn't give a raw yet, so you can't do it. Yeah, because I'll ask you a question. In other words, yes, he said, the moment he told them, he said to them that if you don't act properly, I'll give a raw like a ptarfin. So they should have said right away, oh, so we see all like a ptarfin says mutter. People should have said that, right? But you see, that's not true. You can't do it. Because even though you know he holds that way, but he wasn't mora hora. And without hora, it's not mutter. Even if you know he holds his mutter. So it's not such a dava pashit in halacha to just say, you know that somebody held, I heard a shear, and I know that this person held this and that. He may have held that way. Did he give hora? Didn't give hora. It doesn't matter.
He has to
It doesn't matter. He has to give it. I'm saying, I'm giving a hurrah on this. It has to be Batarsa Ra. That's why I saw like people that quoting, they were quoting somebody with a, recently they're quoting the Rav from something that he wrote. And they said, you see, he held its mamash asar in this or whatever it was. But I don't go into the Indian. But that's a big mistake. Because what the Rav said that he thinks is not necessarily what the Rav gave hurrah on. It could be he thinks that way, but he didn't give hurrah that it's asar. That's a big difference between what he thinks and what he gives hurrah on. So you can't just say, and this is, the proof is an intrinsic proof in this Gemara, because the moment Shmuel said, I'll give a raw like a tough, it means he holds that way. So I know, so there is a raw. But the answer is no. Without a raw, it doesn't matter what he holds. As long as it was not nigmar bedaito lahoros, and he gave a raw, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So you can't just go around saying this one held this way, this one he thought this, he thought that. Could be thought that way. That means doesn't mean he gave a raw on it. Doesn't mean he gave a raw on it. Igris Moshe is a raw. Well, let's say, for instance,
but is it a raw just for the individual as a shiloh?
If he publishes a raw for everybody.
Yeah, but
you publish
not,
a raw for everybody.
They say
yeah.
You can't,
but I mean, but just the person that attended Reb Moshe's shiurim and heard things that he said, he may have said, this sheet that is not mastava to me. I hold the sheet that's wrong. Doesn't mean you can pass it that way. You can give a raw on it. You have to know whether he gave a raw or not. Svara, what he holds is one thing, but there's no heter until you have a chalos din hora. Without hora, there's nothing.
Rabbi?
You can hold all he wants. Yeah. Can you threaten with her? You don't have to give hora. But can you threaten? You see, that's the taste of Zimtama, the Esav, like Rab Tarfon, Lidrish Lukavase. That's the question. So let him give hora like that. Why shouldn't he give hora? But as long as he doesn't give hora, it's not mutter for them to do it. Okay? Yeah, so now today's question is, can a guddle Bahara threaten people that he's going to give Hara if they don't fall in line? Yeah. So and the question is, I mean, if it's something he really holds, like, he certainly has a right to do it. That's no question. But the question is, can he threaten them with halacha when he doesn't hold like that? Because here the Gemara says that it could be just a threat. And the reason why he threatened Rav Tarfon was a worse threat. So you see, you're allowed to threaten even though you don't hold that way. So what kind of a, so really that's, on the surface, that's against Emes.
Right.
That's against Emes. I mean, it's against, against, what? So the case in Kol, so Taisvis compares the case in Kol Shaw with this case. He says, over there, you see, they held you're not allowed to do it. From that Gemara. Alright? Over there says you're not allowed to threaten with a psak that you don't hold from. So Taisa has two Gemaras. So Taisa says Miyashe, the two Gemaras. What does Taisa say? That he says, Vyashlam Dhasal Mamalala Fridam Bemidid Law Savala Vishlamach Matsalamem Fridam Kadeshi Yimku Bizulteya Mitzvah Matsuya. Vala Yimnu Bishvil Yoker. He says, in other words, like this. That if it's a matter of just fairness, market situation, like they're going to raise the prices on pots. So what'll happen? What'll happen is that poor people won't be able to buy pots. So there he says you can't threaten with something you don't hold from. But where it's a mitzvah, like by Dalad Minim, so then you could threaten even with something that you don't hold from. Yeah, that's what Taisa says. So what is the Svara? What's the Svara?
Well, I just want to understand one thing on the
fact. Yeah. No. You have to, no. What he held, you can't just cut down on the business. It's not that you have no right to do that.
You
machasa the other guy.
Right.
So apparently gouging is not vasisha yoshvatov.
Because of gouging.
In other words, if you have something and really the value is X, but let's say like before Pesach. So because, you know, people need things for Pesach, so you raise the price. So apparently, even though you can make a lot of money that way, but it's not for Sisi Yashvatov. Because you're not doing it from the thing itself. You're doing it because the other guy is, it's not fair. Because if it really is something that's worth more, then that's one thing. I have a mitzvah. I could charge anything I want for it. It's my mitzvah. No one can tell me where. And no one's going to paskin to give a hurrah to take away my money. I mean, what, it's mine. But if it's not really a value situation, but why are you able to get more? Because then it's rochim for a dvar mitzvah or for another extraneous situation. You're capitalizing on that situation. That's a violation of osiso yeshvato. If it weren't, you can't. How could he do that? He's taking away the guy's money.
That's a practical thing.
You're right. That's in chanam. No, so it shows you every business transaction is not necessarily right. Because if it was right, so then how could he take away from the malchah? The moch has a right to his money, you see? So the answer is that there's certain business which is vasisa yashua tov, and certain business which is you're not allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, even though it's not gezel, because the guy is giving it to you willingly, you're not over a technical halach of gezel, but you're over vasisa yashua tov. It's not vasisa yashua tov. If I know a guy is a nitzrach, and because of that, he needs an umbrella. And because I know on the spot, he, right now, for a specific reason, has nothing to do with value. So I'll say I'm going to charge him $100 for the umbrella. I mean, that's not for Sisi Yashua
Tov. Well, what makes anything worth anything?
No. That's what I'm saying. There's No. There's a market, general market evaluation. And then there are specific instances where for this individual happens to be in a rare circumstance, and only in that circumstance is he willing to pay. That's gouging. That's not for Sisi. That's not a market. Charging it because the guy is nitzrach l'dvar mitzvah. They're charging you because this guy wants him to kaim a mitzvah, otherwise we wouldn't give you a nickel for it. So you're not allowed to do that. You're capitalizing on his. But that's not the demand. The demand should be in terms of the market demand, not because of an extraneous element of mitzvah. That's what he's saying. If I have a ticket for a flight. And ticket for flight, yes, the guy's go to California, so the ticket for flight is $400. But I happen to meet a guy who is going on a very important business deal. For him, the business deals millions of dollars. So I know, I'll tell him, look, this is the last ticket, I'm charging $2,000 for it. That's not Vasisi Yashvatov. It's not the value of the ticket. It's only the value for this particular guy, but that's gouging.
Isn't that the value? Because there were no sales.
No, that's not the value. That is not a value. That's only because he needs. That's not a value. A value is not determined by one crazy incident. The value is determined by the market. That's not a value. So what is the question? So the question is, it's a sheker because he really doesn't hold that way.
Right.
So he is using, he's using leverage with a sheker because he's saying, I'll give horah, like, but he knows he's not going to. Right? So it's a sheker. So the question is, but the purpose, the objective of the sheker is not for his own personal good. It's in order to implement Vasisa Yashua Tov. So the question is, could the halacha be used as a sheker, could be meshaker in halacha, in order to accomplish vasisa yashuva tov? That's the question. Can you use halacha b'sheker in order to bring about vasisa yashuva tov? So
is that a universal question, or is it only in terms of Balarah?
For Balara, I mean, you can't, yeah, Balara, for Balara. Yeah, I mean, otherwise that's the case. I mean, you mean in general, can you do it? Yeah, I mean, that's the question. The Balara is the case. I mean, let's not think about it as the case right now. All right, but anyway, it'd be the same principle.
Does that mean any?
We have to see what we have in the Shas. So that's what Taisvus is saying. So Taisvus is saying that just for Vasisa Yashuva Tov, you can't do it. Because that's the case in Psachim. Where if the Pesach, but for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to use halacha, leverage from halacha, if it will result in a Kiyama Mitzvah. For the purpose of a Kiyama Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. But just in order to regulate the market, so it should be a fair market, apparently you're not allowed to do it. Well, no, that's Vasisa Yashuva Tov. Now, is to implement, to create a fair market, then you're not allowed to use halacha as a threat because it's a sheker. But it's really, see, it's using halacha. That's the problem. The problem is you're using halacha as an instrument in a vehicle, not for its own sake, but for another purpose. You see, not for its own sake. You're just using it as a hammer. You see, using it for leverage. So the question is, are you allowed to make use of that? Are you allowed to do such a thing? Can a Bala Ra do such a thing? So the answer is, he's only allowed to do it if it results in a Dvar Mitzvah. But just simply for Vasisa Yashav Atov to regulate the market, so the market should be fair, he's not allowed to do it. That's what Taisus concludes. What? Tainai. Okay, so he's allowed to do that, yeah. Yeah, let me clarify. In other words, if it's MS, he's allowed to do it. For us, that's for sure. In other words, in order to regulate the market, Vasisa Yashav Atov, he's allowed to do it. If it's MS, he's allowed to do it. But if it's not MS, just as a threat, he's only allowed to do it for a Dvar Mitzvah. But that's true, right? He's allowed to use the leverage of Halacha if it's MS. He could use it even Vasisa Yashav Atov. That makes sense. But if it's Sheker, he's not allowed to do it unless it's going to result in the Kiyam HaMitzvah. But you see, if it's going to result in the Kiyam HaMitzvah, he has a right to even be Meshaka. He has a right to even be, even to threaten. Okay? Yeah. You see, it's an interesting thing. But you see, let's take Taisa's other question. And Toma, we'll come back to this in a sec. And Toma, he said, look up Tarfon, lived with Shluk of us. I said, why didn't he give a role like that? The Chiyai Gavna Parach prepared Kol Shah. When Mashana asked the Rav over there, because he couldn't give a rock, because Asher the Rav. Yeshlom the Hocha Hiniach Misham Hidr Mitzvah. So you see that sometimes you don't give a rock, even though you hold Meikar Adin is that way, but because there's a benefit of Hidr Mitzvah, so he didn't want to give a rock. Because if he gave a rock, he felt the Hidr Mitzvah. Well, so you see that a Baal Ra has to consider certain things before he gives a rock. Not such a double push, like we said before. Even though he holds Alpidin as mutter, but the fact is that Hidr Mitzvah will become Batlam of Batl. So he didn't want to give Ara. So you had a lot of considerations for Balaras, and as long as you didn't give Ara, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. The only way, unless you yourself can give Ara, it's something else. But without Ara, you can't move from the spot. Okay. That's a good point. That's a very good point. In Pesachim, in the case of Pesachim, he held that way. So it wasn't a sheker. But he still couldn't give the Ora Mitzad Acher because of a different reason. Tam Acher. I said, well, let me take this point that Moshe Menachem is mentioning. This point Moshe Menachem is mentioning. That Taisus is talking about where he held it. If he held that way, he's allowed to do it. But even though the threat isn't, in practicality, is not a threat. So what's the difference? Good point. So what's the difference? I forget what's the difference. Now, in other words, he's saying, right, but in Perakol Shah, the case is like this. That where he held that way, he held it was mutter. But the threat actually still wasn't a real threat. Because the Gemara asked there, why didn't he paskin that way? Why if he held that way? So the Gemara said, because Asher the Rav, so he couldn't do it. So he's telling them, I will do it, but in fact he knows he can't do it. But as long as he holds that way, it's mutter. So what's the, why is that? You see, what we said is like this, that the concept of sheker is not simply a lie, but sheker means that the person is removed from the MS. So it's subject to variation of degree. Like that's why if a person will make a mistake about a more important thing, so it's a greater sheker. Like if a person make a mistake about what somebody had for breakfast, that may be sheker, but that's not the same thing. Like if he makes a mistake, like the Rambam says, like if he makes a mistake about what a malach is, that's a greater sheker, because it is more removed from reality. The more you remove from reality a person is, that's why it says midvar sheker tirchok. Midvar sheker tirchok. So that's what Torah expresses it that way. That a person merachik himself from sheker, it doesn't say don't say a lie. Midvar sheker tirchok. Why? Because it depends on the dovar. Sometimes there's a dovar which doesn't allow itself to much sheker. Sometimes the dovar allows itself to endless sheker. So it depends. So that's what you see from the taisvus also. That's what you see muchach from the taisvus. That in the case of regulating the shahr, which is a din of asisa yashvatov, so he's allowed to lie insofar as his maisa is concerned, his maisa psak, that he's allowed to say, I will give psak, even though he wouldn't do it because Aser the Rav. But insofar as saying, I will give psak, and he holds that that psak is not true, that is a greater sheker. That's an essential sheker. You see, one is just a sheker and maisa. I say I'm going to do it, I'm not going to do it, I can't do it. But the other one is a real sheker because he's saying, I would give horah like this, and he doesn't hold like that. So that's an essential sheker. That he can't do, that he can't do if it's a, what? If it's just for, just to regulate the marketplace.
For a mitzvah, he could.
But for a mitzvah, he could.
He could even do that.
For a mitzvah, he could. So you see, it goes in gradations of what the sheker is. And the whole question of Tesvis is a question of how much he's allowed to remove himself from Midas or Emes in order to implement either Midas Mishpat or Midas Mitzvah. So with regard to Vasisi Yashva Tov, it could lie in practicality, because that's just a light sheker. It's just a practical sheker. But in terms of saying that I'll give a run something and he holds it, that's a sheker. It's not true. It doesn't hold that way. That's a great, that's an essential sheker. That he can't do. But he's allowed to do that even if it'll result in a kiyama mitzvah. That's what Taisus is saying. That's very good. Yeah, then, by the way, by Dayanim especially is a din of emes. A special din of emes. So you see, that the whole thing revolves around around the ideal of emes. I mean, that's what it revolves around. That's what Taisha says. It's an amazing thing. It's not a game. It's not a game of what he could do, what he can't do. It's not a game. I mean, it's a question of emes and how much of the emes he's allowed to forfeit. So if he forfeits a practical thing, that is allowed to do for Rasishi Yasurato. But to forfeit a theoretical, to say I would give a raw like this, and he knows that that raw is wrong, he doesn't hold like that raw, that's a real sheker. That he can't do. He's not allowed to be mishaka. Unless it's a dvar mitzvah, then he's allowed to do it. That's what Taisus is saying. But now what's